With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte says he will lift a statewide mask requirement tomorrow. The announcement came Wednesday after the governor signed a bill intended to protect businesses and healthcare providers from coronavirus-related lawsuits. Gianforte said the new law will allow businesses to safely open during the pandemic. He also said enough vulnerable Montana residents had received vaccinations to allow the lifting Friday of the mask mandate. Local jurisdictions will still be permitted to implement their own mask mandates. As of Wednesday, just under 4% of Montana residents had received both doses of the vaccine. Montana Conservation and Outdoor Recreation groups today applauded the U.S. Interior Department for rolling back an order from the Trump administration they say hampered the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The popular federal program uses royalties from offshore oil and gas drilling to help pay for projects ranging from new soccer fields to fishing access sites. In November, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt issued an order that required county or state governments to sign off on LWCF projects where private landowners plan to sell their land into public trusts. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester, who urged the former Interior Secretary to rescind the order in a November letter, called the Biden administration's decision, quote, a victory for Montana's public lands and for private property owners, end quote. Republican Senator Steve Daines could not be reached by deadline. Frigid cold temperatures are still locked over Montana at least until Friday afternoon and possible into the weekend. The National Weather Service has wind chill warnings and advisories in effect until Friday afternoon over most of Montana, with wind chills as low as 60 degrees below zero possible for some parts of the state. The Weather Service warns that these dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 5 minutes. This cold air is also dangerous to young livestock and pets. The service recommends people avoid outside activities if possible. When outside, be sure to cover all exposed skin and to dress in appropriate layers. If you must travel, slow down, use caution, carry a winter survival kit, and alert others of your travel plans. The NWS cautions these cold wind chills could persist through the weekend. Shelters are seeing increased demand in the cold snap. HRDC says its warming centers in Bozeman and Livingston together accommodate an average of 95 people per night, about double the number the sites saw last year. Missoula's Poverello Center is adjusting policies to maximize who can stay at emergency shelters while still ensuring social distancing. Democratic members of Montana Legislature's American Indian Caucus are calling for Senator Steve Daines and Representative Matt Rosendale to retract their opposition to President Joe Biden nominating Representative Deb Haaland to be U.S. Secretary of the Interior. Haaland is the U.S. representative from New Mexico and a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe. If appointed, she would be the first Native American to lead the department that oversees the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Bureau of Indian Education, and the National Park Service, among others. In the letter, members of Montana's American Indian Caucus said the implications from Senator Daines and Representative Rosendale that the indigenous congresswoman does not understand sustainable land management are, quote, deeply offensive to all Native Americans, end quote. Both Senator Daines and Representative Rosendale have publicly opposed appointing Representative Haaland, a Democrat, to the Interior for her support of what they call, quote, radical issues, including the Green New Deal, and her opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline. Members of the legislature's American Indian Caucus join the Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council and the Global Indigenous Council in support of Representative Haaland's appointment to the Interior. Her confirmation hearing has not been scheduled. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Peyton Butler.